This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are speaking with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. John, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. So first of all, with meaningful use being a hot topic with EHR technology, how is Itelligen assisting clients with meeting the MU incentives?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things, two components to this. One is the need for medical practices to upgrade to the latest version of their electronic health records to meet the meaningful use standards. The thing to keep in mind is the government didn't release the standards until Q1 of last year, which left all of the EHR companies scrambling to build the capabilities into their applications. And when I refer to meaningful use, I'm referring to stage two, which is what we're at today for meaningful use. So there was a large delay in getting the applications ready, and which time frame the practices need to get them installed by Q2 of this year. So what that's done is created a massive rush to do upgrades to be meaningfully used to compliant. So Itelligen's really been helping our clients, you know, to meet that time frame, meet that crunch. But more importantly, what we're observing take place is the requirements now have a very specific focus on HIPAA and the protection of patient data. So more and more physicians are now starting to wake up, and I think in one of my previous interviews we talked a little bit about the bad business decision really for medical practices to go buy a server and put it in their closet and keep their patient's medical record data on it. It's not secure. So now the standards around meaningful use are starting to push the thought to say, hey, this patient data really needs to be protected, and IT is really becoming more of a proactive role in accomplishing that, namely putting the patient data in secure data centers. So Itelligen really, you know, that's what our focus is. We're helping the clients not only to get these applications up and running, but helping them to meet the requirements for HIPAA for meaningful use.
How do your legacy IT support services and your hosting services fit in with your healthcare clients?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest benefits of Itelligen is, at the end of the day, when we use the word legacy, I more call it traditional IT support, because traditional IT support supporting the desktop, supporting email, supporting really the more traditional things that exist when you have IT. Just because a medical practice is running fancy enterprise-grade electronic health record system, the result of that is they're going to have IT infrastructure. And so they now, like every other company out there, needs assistance with managing, setting up, configuring, and keeping that IT infrastructure running. And part of the industry and the challenge is you've got multitude, many, many thousands and thousands of these small, fragmented, what we call a managed service providers that provide support of the IT desktop, but they don't have the expertise in electronic health records. I jokingly say they can't even spell EHR, right? And it's because their knowledge and focus is on the IT infrastructure and without an understanding of managing the application. And what ends up happening at the end of the day is a lot of finger pointing. Though the IT groups will blame the EHR software, the EHR software company will blame the IT, and that's really the value that Itelligen plays as we come in with certified understanding and expertise in the EHR, certified understanding expertise in the IT, and we can really marry the two to eliminate a lot of that finger pointing.
Maybe some of our listeners can plan ahead to meet and speak with you in person. What trade shows will you be attending this year?
Yeah, we're going to be at a big one for us is for the first time this year, we're going to be at the Urology Associates annual show in Orlando. That's in the May timeframe of this year. Why it's the first time is we're going to be releasing our add-on product for next gen electronic health records called UroWorks. And what it is, it's an entire template set and content specific to how urologists practice medicine in their practices. So that's going to be a big debut for us. As always, we're spending a lot of our time as well at the Next Gen Regional User Group meetings throughout the country. The biggest one for us on that's in November, where they hold their annual meeting. It's going to be in Las Vegas again this year.
Today, once again, we are with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. John, what's on the horizon for this year for Itelligen?
Yeah, I mean, our focus is, from a business standpoint, we're always continuing to look to grow our client base. We're going to have a very large announcement coming up in March. Perhaps we can talk about then when I can publicly announce it, but we're going to be moving our services into another vertical of a electronic health record platform to provide hosting and support. Just continue growing our business. We've got tremendous growth in the hosting vertical of our business, specifically coming back to what I was mentioning about the needs for HIPAA, protecting the security of the patient data. And we're just really pushing forward, looking to continue to grow the business in that manner.
Excellent. And as always, where can our listeners get more information about Itelligen online?
Absolutely. Our website, www.itelligen, that's Itelagen.com.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts on healthcare and IT support services? And conclusion.
Yeah, I always like to wrap up, and I may sound a little redundant or like a broken record describing, as I think I did last time, that it's so critical that medical practices take the security and management of their patient data as a paramount objective. So many times I see practices saying, hey, I'll just, you know, put a server in our closet. And especially now, what's taking place is a lot of these practices have had EHR for 4 or 5 years. It's come time to upgrade equipment. And I see a lot of them still saying, hey, I'll just go buy another $20,000 server and run it out of my office. And it's just such a risk that they're putting themselves as well as the security of their patients' information by doing that. So really, I mean, we need to treat enterprise-grade secure data in the same manner you would want a bank to protect your social security number, your sensitive financial data. You wouldn't want them throwing it on a server on the floor of an office. You'd want them putting it into a SSA 16 certified data center where security is the utmost priority.
As always, John, good to have you with us, and come back anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. And once again, the website of reference is Itelligen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.